Welcome to episode one of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. You can find us here each weekday sharing biblical truth designed to help you find hope, meaning, and fulfillment in life. Each weekday, we will air a new episode that features a devotional grounded in our 1010 principles. We will also include from time to time top 10 lists, interviews, stories, trivia, ministry or service challenges, and much more. Visit us online at 1010thrive.org. You were meant to not only live, but to live life to the full. In John 10, Jesus tells his disciples a simple story about being the true shepherd, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. In verse 7, he says, "I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep stealers, every one of them." But the sheep didn't listen to them. "I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have a real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." We are sheep. He is the good shepherd. If we follow him, we can enjoy abundant life. If we follow our own path, we will get lost. If we follow other sheep, other would-be shepherds, we can be destroyed. The promise of an abundant life comes to us in the context of sheep following their shepherd in a dangerous place. In Ezekiel 34, verse 31, God declares to his people, "You are my flock, the sheep of my pasture. You are my people, and I am your God. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken." The Message version of the Bible that we read earlier describes what Jesus offers as real, eternal, more, and better. It surpasses our dreams. Other versions describe a life that is rich and satisfying. Some say that we have life in all its fullness. The God's Word translation says, "I came so that my sheep will have life and so that they will have everything they need." And perhaps most often quoted is the King James translation, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Yes, there is a promise here of a future for the sheep, a future beyond this world, hence the reference in the Message to the eternal. But what is exciting in John 10:10 is that we can enjoy fullness of life, richness and satisfaction, an abundant life, not just in the hereafter, but in the here and now. The Syriac version reads, "Something more abundant." Jesus offers something more abundant than life as we know it. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, tells them in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." But isn't Paul talking about heaven here? Yes, but he's also talking about your earthly life. You can have this incredibly, indescribably abundant experience, this John 10:10 life right here, right now. Take a moment to reflect on this promise of abundant life that Jesus makes to his sheep. Consider the following questions. Jesus describes himself as a door or a gate that his sheep must pass through. Are there any other doors or gates we must enter to enjoy the abundant life? Who are the sheep stealers who came but who were not recognized by the sheep? The John 10:10 sheep are in the flock. They are within the safety of the pasture. What do they have to do to, quote unquote, be saved? How important is it that the shepherd in this story knows the sheep by name? How can we know the difference between the shepherd's voice, the voice of the Savior, and the voice of the quote unquote wisdom of the world? Your typical sheep might live 10 or 12 years, but Guinness World Records includes a sheep who lived to be 28 years and 51 weeks old. She passed away in 1989 in Wales. Number two on the list was an Australian ewe, Lucky, who was a Polwarth Dorchester cross. After her death at age 23 in 2009, Guinness went looking for a new champion. They learned of a sheep called Methuselina, perhaps prophetically named, who lived on the Isle of Lewis and Harris. Yes, that's a real place, close to the coast of Scotland. The age of this black-faced sheep was recorded on her ear tag. She died in 2012, 1 month shy of being 26 years old. She never officially bore the title of world's oldest sheep. Her owner never bothered to apply for this recognition. And while that's pretty sad, sadder yet is that Methuselina did not die of natural causes. She fell off a 150-foot cliff. Who knows how much longer she could have hung on? Who has the title of world's oldest living sheep today? We don't know. But if you have the answer, feel free to write us here at 1010 Thrive. While it might be fun to share stories about sheep and list some interesting sheep trivia, there is a point to all of this. Why did Methuselina have a premature death? Somehow she lost her way. She got separated from the other sheep in her flock. She lost contact with her shepherd and ended up falling off a cliff. When sheep stick with other sheep, when they remain in sight of their shepherd, they are not only safer, but they have a greater opportunity to enjoy that abundant life that Jesus promises us. When a sheep wanders off and is separated from the flock, it becomes an easy target for predators. In the same way, we think we know better and wind up in all kinds of situations God never intended for us. Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, "All of us like sheep have strayed away." Jesus is the good shepherd who knows, cares for, and protects his sheep. He paid the ultimate sacrifice by laying down his life for his sheep. Will you commit, as one of his sheep, to follow him wherever he may lead you today? If you are not yet one of his sheep, or if you're not sure, we invite you to continue listening to our podcasts, and please contact us so that we may pray for you and maybe tell you why we have decided to follow Jesus. Father, help us to follow wherever you lead us. Help us to surrender our plans for life to your plans for how we ought to live, knowing that you know us, care for us, and will provide for us. Thank you for being our good shepherd. Help us to find fullness of life in you. That's our episode. Remember that God called you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.